opportunity for us to focus a little bit on the business community, particularly the Bartlesville Regional Chamber of Commerce, and Executive Director for the Chamber, Sherry Wilton, to talk to us this morning. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
It is a summertime in Bartlesville. We've so far had, an excellent month of June all the way around.
If you're talking weather, I can only agree. I got up this morning, it's like, oh, this is great.
Yeah, we've just a Chamber of Commerce kind of day. You know?
It is. Been Chamber of Commerce kind of month, weather-wise.
It has been, you know, and we're, the students would probably say we're nearly halfway through the summer.
I know, it's so sad. It's going so fast. Summer is flying by, so.
Well, that just means that we get back on the regular schedule for chamber forums and everything else later on.
That is true. We do, in the summer, when we still have a few events that we, you know, do on a regular basis, our after hours, you know, speed networking, that kind of thing, but summer, particularly June, July, basically, is just we're gearing up for the new year. We're trying to plan. We're trying to, you know, book speakers, just get our new year off to a good start. So we've been working hard at that, and like I said, just working on planning the new year.
Well, and I mean, the work continues. You're still out there sending out chamber blasts on a weekly basis for your chamber members and customers who want to get items publicized out. But we realize that people take vacations in the summertime, generally speaking.
Yes, and everyone is on vacation, it seems. It's a lot of people on vacation.
Yeah, but that, you know, the chamber works hard 12 months out of the year to just provide a return on investment for your chamber members. And whether it's, you know, the latest from the state chamber or maybe just keeping track of what's going on in the business community. But, and I know you're getting set for Leadership Bartlesville too, right?
We are. We have our steering committee together, and Leadership Bartlesville is a program. This is going to be class 27, so for 20... Well, there's a few years where there was two classes, like a spring and a summer, but basically 25 years-ish. Yeah. We have had a Leadership Bartlesville program, and it has just evolved, and it has just gotten bigger, better, more in-depth, and it's a program where you apply, and the applicants go through a nine-month process where they focus on different aspects of the community. There's Community Services Day, which is always eye-opening, and look at all the various community services, city day, city government, local government. That's always one of people's favorites, but it's very, very eye-opening. They're all very revealing. There's healthcare, where you really get into explore healthcare and wellness. Large business day, for those that don't work at our major corporations. And it's not just Phillips and Conoco, but like the Walmart Distribution Center, they go out and tour that and hear the ins and outs of that. Small business day, you know, a lot of people work for big companies. They have no idea what it's like to be a small business owner. What does it take? What, you know? So there's just different days that focus on different things. Education is another one where they really go in depth. So they go in a lot of depth. They hear from the leaders. They hear from the community decision makers. There's dialogue back and forth. And the goal of the program is to graduate a class that has a very well-rounded knowledge of the community, what makes the community tick, what our challenges are, what our opportunities are, and go out, and a lot of them are already plugged in, but they find new areas where they want to plug in. I know that one, I personally do, along with Detective Jim Waring, we do the Criminal Justice Day, which we added 2 years ago, because that was an area we hadn't really spent a lot of time, and unfortunately that is a, you know, a part of the community.
Sure.
That's a challenge part of the community.
One of the basic functions of government.
Well,
yeah.
It is. And it's very, very important. And there's things that can be done. There are some great stories. We heard from drug court. We heard a drug court graduate. Community sentencing. Just there are things positive happening in the system. Mm-hmm. And but one of the graduates told me that day really meant the most to her. And she really wanted to find a way to plug in and help there. And I hooked her up with somebody who works with girls kind of transitioning out of jail. And she's now going to help them with financial planning. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just one aspect of getting them off into a good start and being able to be successful, because there's so many challenges that they face when they get out.
Well, yeah.
And there's just so many people just don't realize what they have to overcome to be able to be successful. And it's not just, oh, it's a simple decision.
Well,
I'm not going to do that again. Well, a lot of times, because of all the strikes against them, all the fines they own, just all these different things.
There's that one question on every business application: have you been convicted of a felony?
Right, and they won't hire you. They don't even give you a chance, even if you've changed. And you know, and that's a risk. And that's one thing we explored in our position in our session was, you know, it is a risk, but a lot of times it pans out. A lot of times they just need a chance to start over. And so anyhow, that leadership, I didn't mean to get off on criminal justice, but that's a passion of mine.
But it's an important part and a recent addition to what you've added.
Yes. And so we're always looking at ways to tweak the program to make it more, really represent our community. And it's hard to just get every single aspect of our community, but we really try. And there are 9 full day sessions. They start off with an orientation, and then there's each month you meet monthly, and there's I think 4 months where there's just a extended lunch, like from 11:30 to 1. So you're not out of your office all day. It's a regular lunch, but it's a great program. And applications for that are available if you go to bartlesville.com. It's pretty much front and center on our website, and the deadline to get those in is July 21st, I think it is.
A little bit more than 3 weeks from now.
Right. So get it in. There's an interview process. I mean, it's not a I don't want that to scare anybody, but we added that last year as a new aspect we added. We really wanted to communicate to applicants the commitment. You know, you can't just go to half the sessions, and there is a commitment, and your employer needs to have full buy-in that, yes, it's okay. I know he or she's going to be gone, one full day every month. And so anyhow, it's just more of a kind of a communication and just get a feel and how committed are they.
Well, so. I mean, you look at just our nonprofit world, and I know you spend a day on community organizations, and first of all, you couldn't even visit all the United Way nonprofits,
right.
Let alone all of the smaller nonprofits.
Well, that's we try to focus on, I mean, we do focus on some United Way agencies, but there's so many other great agencies in this community. A lot of new ones that have cropped up that people have no idea are out there and what they do. Mm-hmm. And you're right, it's a frustrating day because there's just so many great agencies in this community. People working in all different aspects to help all different areas of need in the community, and trying to pick which ones are the best. And so we kind of alternate some each year, but it's that's a challenge because there's just so many you want them to experience all of them.
Yeah.
Because
yeah. And every one of us who are involved in a nonprofit all have a great story to tell about our involvement.
Exactly.
In what our particular nonprofit does.
That's one of the reasons we added the luncheons to the program. We were able to tie in a couple other things that just we couldn't squeeze in any other session, and like we did on the Rock. That was when we didn't have time to tour, but we did a luncheon out there, so they got to see that and learn about what that program is and what they offer, and who they the clientele, the kids and things that they deal with. So it's a great program. I could spend all hour talking about it. It's one of my favorite things the Chamber does.
Well, unfortunately we don't have that much time, and I need to take a break, so
exactly.
we'll do a little bit of business, and we will continue with Sherry Wilt talking about the Chamber and how you can get involved in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our time this morning with Sherry Wilt, talking about the Bartlesville Regional Chamber of Commerce and all the things you do. You mentioned some of the things that are going on, just kind of 12-month programs like Business After Hours.
Yes.
And, yeah.
We do that every month. Very popular event. And our next one is July 9th. They're usually the first Thursday of every month. This one is going to be at the Hilton Garden Inn, and it's sponsored by them and the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra. They're doing it together, which mm-hmm. I always think is a fun when businesses pair up like that. It's open to all chamber members before you can ask me, because you're always so good to point it out. I love it, Charlie. It's not just for the owner of the company or the manager of the company. If you want to send your employees. It's open to anyone in a chamber member's company. And even if you're not a chamber member and you'd like to come just check it out, we encourage people to do that. It's a good way to kind of see the chamber, learn a little bit more about us, meet some of the members, that kind of thing, and see that this is one of the benefits. If you're in a business, which most people, whether they think they are or not, your business is about relationships, it's about networking, it's about making contacts, and this is a great opportunity. It gives you a great venue to be able to do that in a very relaxed, informal atmosphere. So it's one of, it continues to be one of our most popular events.
It's an opportunity to grab a handful of business cards, and it's a separate seminar that you teach regularly, but to practice that 40-second elevator speech.
Exactly. Which, speaking of 40-second elevator speech, that is a perfect, we have another event called Speed Networking. This is a lot smaller event, but it's a very focused, driven, and that's what you do. You sit across the table from another business, and you give your 40-second elevator speech, or maybe your minute elevator speech. Sometimes it's hard to say it in 40 seconds.
Yeah.
But, you know, you say who you are, what you are. They tell you the same. You move to the next person. You move around the tables. And by the time the hour event is over, each business has met each other. And a lot of times, they stick around for like an hour. And I've said this before, but the conference room is right next to my office, and I can hear. And you just hear laughter and carrying. I mean, they have just a great time. So it starts off, and everybody's, you know, kind of, you know, they talk, and they're serious. But as the time goes on, I mean, people just get more and more having a good time.
You polish it. You add to it. You take away from it to say, I can do this.
Kim texted me, I think it was last quarter. We do it every quarter. And she's like, it was 6 o'clock. It started at 4. And she goes, some of them are still here. So, which is great. But it's like, you know, it's an hour event. So it's not like it's going to take a lot of time. But a lot of times the point is people make great relationships, and there have been some great connections made. And you never know when you're making a connection when that's going to, so to speak, pay off. You know, they may not need your particular service right that month, but somebody they know, you know, 2 months from now, they're going to go, oh yeah, I met so-and-so. Give so-and-so a call. That's the whole point of these events.
You find yourself in a meeting, in a seminar, totally unrelated to what, but all of a sudden something, opportunities comes up and said, oh, well, I know somebody.
Exactly.
That, you know, and it works.
And so that's just one aspect of what the Chamber does. That's the kind of the fun side. That's a thing that we enjoy doing. Obviously, our members enjoy it. We always have good turnouts for them. But, you know, there's a lot of other things the Chamber does besides just giving a business, you know, opportunities to be able to network. But mm-hmm. One thing we try to give our members kind of a inside scoop on things happening. And one thing that's very, very popular, every August and September, four or five years now, we've brought in the CEOs of Phillips 66 and ConocoPhillips. Mm-hmm. And those are always packed forums. People want to hear firsthand, particularly, you know, with the downturn in oil and gas. Hopefully that's swinging upward now. You know, we're going back hopefully the other way. Some things. In fact, I know I was talking to one of our major employers, and it wasn't ConocoPhillips or Phillips 66, but another one of our major employers in town who'd had two really brutal years because of oil and gas, and this year has been a turnaround, and things are really more on the upswing. They're back in the hiring mode. So that was music to my ears, because it's been hard, it's been rough, mm-hmm. And unfortunately that trickles down to, you know, other businesses in town. So anyhow, we bring them in, and it's always very those are both very popular forums, and it's just a great opportunity to hear firsthand, because they do, you know, with their own employees. They have the big group meetings with their employees. But, you know, if you're not an employee there, you're not hearing firsthand from them. You're getting it second, third hand, or whatever.
Rumors might be true.
Right.
I can't talk about it, whatever.
It's great to hear firsthand from the CEO, the top dogs at these companies, and hear firsthand what's going on, how they're, you know, dealing with the challenges, and what their future plans are, and that kind of thing. So that will be Phillips 66 is August 16th, and the ConocoPhillips one is September 13th. So those are on our website also. You can get more details, time, place, that kind of thing at bartlesville.com.
And, of course, make your reservations, because even though you have it in a large venue, sooner or later you're going to run out of seats.
That one, yes. Now, where we have those two, we found a venue that we can hold more, but last year it was pretty full. We were up on the second tier there with tables, so.
It is possible that, you know, particularly like you said, if there's some good news coming out of it, or there are hints of some good news, people want to be there.
Exactly.
And, of course, so many other things just going on, I'll say more in the economic development field. But, again, it's a chamber kind of thing as far as all the either new construction we could talk about, or rumors of this and that, and the business world is active.
It is. There are good things happening. Silver Lake Village, everybody can, you know, if you're driving by up to Walmart, I mean, you see it. It's moving along. I think they're still on track. back for their opening.
Last I knew.
So, I mean, the weather's been great. They've only had a few, even after it downpoured a couple times, the next day they were out there. So it was, yeah. I was like, wow. So that's exciting. That's going to help tax base wise, which once again, I can talk all day about that. But the impact of sales tax, because that's what funds so much of our city services. So we're excited to have that. And hopefully some other things are going to start falling. You know, one domino falls, other dominoes seem to follow. And I know there's other things out there in the works. It's just they're in the works.
Yeah, it's one of those questions I ask every time I see anybody in the economic development field. Okay, I know you're not going to tell me, but what's up? It's just one of those things. And you know, we talk about the business community, and it's those larger brand names frequently that that bring people in from the outlying communities, from Coffeyville, Independence, from Nowata, from Pawhuska, that kind of gives people a reason to drive to Bartlesville. And while they're here, oh, there's this store, there's this restaurant, and we find, you know, more and more. Repeat.
We have great Kansas traffic as it is, but I think this is really going to be the stop that makes them, you know, why drive another 45 minutes south when the same brands are here? I mean, you know, it's a drive for them. So yeah. I just think this makes it, like you said, all the more appealing. And once they're here, they're going to stop and eat. They're going to, oh, well, hey, let's pop into this store. I wasn't planning that. And they're hopefully going to walk out with, you know, other purchases that they weren't necessarily planning on. And it all goes back to sales tax collections. And just, you know, it's also quality of life. We want our citizens to have as many options as possible, too. So that was something that came out several years ago in the Angelou study that the Chamber did along with the city. We partnered on that. But, you know, retail offerings was a concern. That was one of our kind of strikes, if you want to say, maybe against us, and a challenge that we could definitely work on. And so when that was tasked to the Bartlesville Development Authority, it finally had a home. I mean, that's when I think we really started to see the turnaround and see some things happening, because they have worked hard. That is not a simple deal to put together. No, so there's a lot of things that happen to make something like that happen.
And some of those brands that that either were mentioned or might have been mentioned over the past 20, 25 years even, they all have their individual requirements that say you have to have this traffic base of X.
Right.
And it's a developer or a chamber or a economic development team that can go out and say, okay, we may or may not have the number, but what we do have is an enthusiastic shopping community.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you factor out our outlying area, I mean, you can't just look at, you know, Washington County population. You've got, like you said earlier, you got to take into account the Southeast Kansas and the Pawhuska, the surrounding area. And I think that's when that was being researched and really played out. I think that's when you saw some activity and some things happening. So
Chamber Bucks, it's one of those things that I know you talk about on every chamber event, but it is, we recently judged a student crime stoppers program for an art project at the high school, and, you know, the prize was some Chamber Bucks.
So, oh, well, bless you. I bet you had something to do with that. And Chamber Bucks, the point of Chamber Bucks, they are just like, if you're a business, the advantage of was when you get one, they're guaranteed. There is no risk in accepting them. You would just put them in like you would your normal deposit. The point of the program, and somebody asked me this the other day, well, what does a chamber get out of it? And I said, well, nothing. We make no money. I mean, that's not the point of it. We make no money off
of it. It's not a fundraiser?
It's not a fundraiser. In fact, it takes staff time, but we gladly do that because the point is it keeps money here. You give them a chamber buck, they have to spend it with a local chamber member business. And A, it's a benefit for our members, and it keeps, like I said, the money local, which is the main drive of, you know, we don't want to send people off to other places. It keeps it here locally. So chamber bucks are always available. There's no service charge to order them. You can call ahead. They'll be ready for pickup. They are in any denomination you need, and they make great gifts. So
yeah, they do. And just great employee recognition all the way
around. A lot of companies use it for that. Somebody was in the other day. He goes, I've got a staff meeting. He came in and bought three. And I don't know. He has like 30 employees, but only bought three. So he's going to do some sort of raffle or something with them. But it was just kind of an employee morale thing that he was going to use them for. So.
Okay, so stop by, ask about that, or call in advance if you know what you're looking for. 918-336-8708. Check things out on your website as well, bartlesville.com.
Yes.
And thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you. We appreciate y'all.
Sherry Wilt with us this morning from the Bartlesville Regional Chamber of Commerce. We didn't mention it, but also coming up this summer, it is the Legislative Golf Tournament. If you are interested in being a hole sponsor for that, same number, right?
Same number, 336-8708.
Okay, thank you very much. That's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM. Mostly sunny, headed for a high temperature around 91 today. Winds from the south at around 10 to 15, increasing to around 15 to 20 this afternoon.
CONN. This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home,